Welcome to Random Radio. I am your host, David Bolander, and thank you guys for listening in. Today, we have a guest speaker, Marshall Dennert.
Hello, I am Marshall Dennert, and yeah, I'm the guest speaker, I guess. So.
Yes. Today, we're going to be talking about how people express themselves. So let's just start off with the different ways that people express themselves. Like, so some people express themselves through like art, through music, stuff like that, and other people do it through their actions, like, you know, going out and shoveling the neighbor's yard, or going to church, or doing whatever.
Like, yeah, I completely agree. I think one of the biggest ways that I personally express myself is through music. I love music, and I think it's really cool that you can also, through music, express other people and what they've put into the world, if that makes sense. Because, like, people write music and express themselves that way, but then, like, in choir, we're both in choir. Like, we sing other people's songs that they've written, and it's, like, expressing the things that they've put out in the world, and I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So. And that's a very unique thing about music. You can't really do that with much else. Like, yeah. You can kind of do it with art, I guess, if you want to go for a specific style, I guess. I'm not an artist myself, but...
Yeah, me neither.
Yes. But that's one very unique thing that I've noticed with music, is that, like, you can... express what other people have felt as well as what you felt, because everything's written down specifically on a piece of paper. Like, you're told exactly, oh, this is how loud I want to be, this is how much emotion I want to put in, or mm-hmm. something along those lines.
Exactly.
So I guess that, like, that's just something that makes music unique. And honestly, I would argue that music is quite possibly the best way to express yourself, but maybe I'm just biased because I'm a music person.
I think I'm biased that way as well, because I completely agree. But, I mean, a bunch of people aren't super into music, because, like you said, actions are a big form of expression. I think even just, like, body language and, like, eye contact or different things like that can say a lot about a person and what they're trying to put out into the world, you know?
Yes, I agree with that, and... And even with this podcast, then that's just kind of a me thing. That's how I express myself, or that's one way that I express myself. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before. The only reason why I really do this is because I want to get my ideas out there. Like, you know, that's a way that I express myself. And it's not the biggest by any means, but it is a way that I do it. And, I mean, expression can really take most any form you want it to take. Like, even if it's as small as, like, how you decorate your room, how you, like, you know... like, how you dress, how you like to present yourself, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure.
I think we're both struggling, trying to figure out what other ways people express themselves, but it's weird. It's weird. Expression is a very weird thing, because, I mean, like, some people will say, like, oh, this is how I express myself, and then... What's really sad is that sometimes people will either take advantage of the fact that you're allowed to express yourself in a specific way, or people will, like, I guess, put down on how you express yourself. Like, I haven't had any parents that do this, but I've heard of a couple people I've met up with that just say, like, their parents were so against them being a music major, them being an actor. Like, just because it's like, well, that won't bring you in any money. You can't survive off of that. And... I guess that's just a big 10 or 12 year ago thing, but I mean, like, putting down, it's really sad how you can be put down on how you express yourself, I guess.
No, I completely agree. Like, I personally, I'm looking into becoming a music major of some sort. I don't know exactly, but, like, it's definitely scary, because, like, you hear all the people that are like, oh, that's not gonna get you any money, you're gonna be super broke all through life, and, you know, that might be true, but I think one of the things that you have to consider is how much do you want to express yourself and, like, who you are on the inside versus, like, how much money and how successful you want to be. Because, like, a big controversy in my life has been, like, do I want to go into, like, becoming a doctor or something? Because I think I could do that and be, like, fairly successful and make a lot of money. Or do I want to do something that I love and where I'm actually expressing myself and who I am on a daily basis? And I think that's, yeah, just something I've thought about a lot in my life, so.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, I'm lucky enough to have, like, podcasting and music stuff be on, like, my second thing. My main thing is I want to go into engineering just to at least get some kind of money. at least that is set in stone thing that, like, yes, you will definitely make money if you're an engineer. Not necessarily the best, but it's up there. And I mean, I'm very lucky that that's in my interest set. But I mean, honestly, I feel bad. I feel kind of bad for people who, like, the only way they can express themselves is through, well, I mean, and this actually goes into another thing, but, like, people who express themselves through, like, money and their possessions specifically, and that's, like, the only thing they express themselves through, kind of makes me feel sad, because it means, like, there's only so much you can get of anything, really.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so many atoms in the universe, you can't have more than that.
I agree. It's like, so I'm a guitar player, and, you know, I find myself obviously wishing, like, oh man, I wish I had all this money so I could have all these guitars and stuff, you know, because it's cool to have, like, a big collection. But, like, I think it's the part that's most important for me, at least, is, like, actually knowing how to play and taking advantage of what I do have.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I think there's also extremists with self-expression. You know, there's those that they want to express themselves so much and be recognized so much that it goes to an extreme, you know?
Yeah.
And I think there's a happy medium in that. Like, yes, you want to express yourself, but you also don't want to, like, overwhelm everyone else too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, you don't want to push your expression onto everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, yes. I mean, because, I mean, I've had a couple people in my life that are just, they're so overbearing about, this is me, this is who I want to be, and then they just totally just kind of put you aside because they're like, well, everything's about me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
And you don't want to do that to people, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to be loving and care about everyone and respect everyone and how they express themselves. And so there's a fine line between expressing yourself and, you know, overexpressing yourself, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It's... And honestly, for some people, it is a fine, fine line where it's really hard to hit. And I mean, I guess I'm lucky to live in an area where that's kind of a heavy thing, or at least in the schools that I've gone to, where it's been a pretty heavy thing in the school to be like, well, here's where you don't want to be, right? Like, you don't want to be under-expressing yourself, so you don't want to be, like, talking to nobody, doing absolutely nothing, but you also don't want to be overbearing on everybody. And that's, I guess that has been made very clear, at least in my community, just in being like, okay, here's the happy medium, here's where you're aiming for.
Yeah.
And if you miss, we're going to help you figure it out.
Yeah. I think that's also important. The last part you said there, especially about helping people figure that out. Cause like I see too often in my life and through experiences where somebody will express themselves or they won't express themselves, you know, and they get judged harshly for it or things. And it's like, okay, but at the same time, you can help them out. Like, there's a happy medium everyone can find, you know, like you've also got to be understanding of people when they express themselves. And if they do it too much, like, they're obviously usually not doing it on purpose to be, like, annoying, you know? That's not their intent, so.
Yeah, sometimes it's just you weren't taught what was right. Because that's one of the, like, unwritten rules of the universe, or of Earth, really, of our world, is just that, well, you're not allowed to be to this extent, but you're also not allowed to be to this other extent. And they just tell you that, and you're like,
yeah.
Well, what are those extents, and where am I supposed to be? And so I guess until you're like some people can manage that pretty well, and some people can actually hit that perfectly on their first try. But I mean, like, for me, I've always been a quieter, more shy person.
Yeah,
personally,
for sure.
But just like, and I mean, I didn't really. I guess I figured that was a normal thing, and that was just like, oh, that's okay, and it is okay, to the extent that, like, as long as it's not harming me, which. It really did get to me when I was a bit younger, and I think it was like fifth grade or something. Depression hit pretty darn hard just because I didn't feel like I had anybody to support me. And so I guess, and then I was told, oh, this is where you need to be like healthy, I guess. Like, this is a healthy medium. Like, it's, I guess, like, it's not good. Let me phrase this into a metaphor. It's like, some people go to the gym 24/7. And that's not really good for you because, like, you know, you actually need time for your muscles to, you know, relax a little bit. And so you can, plus then you can't really function as a regular human being. But then you also don't want to be just sitting at home doing absolutely nothing because then your muscles degrade. And so it's just kind of finding that happy medium and being told where that medium is. Cause,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, if you go into a family who exercises 24/7, then that's all you're going to know. And so that's all you're going to have been told, and you're going to be like, oh, that's the happy medium.
Yeah, for sure. And I think there's introverts and extroverts, right? And I think an introvert can express himself in, like, an introverted way just as much as an extrovert can.
Yeah.
Right? Like, extroverts are typically... I'm more of an extrovert myself, but, like, I'm typically more publicly announcing my expression, right? But introverts, like yourself, you know, because, like you said, you, like, yeah,
yes.
You're more introverted. I can't think of words.
No, you're good.
But, you know, you can express yourself through this podcast or a bunch of other ways as well. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Just in the little ways. It's all in the little ways. It's what I've noticed. Like, it's not really in, like, it's good to see the big, massive ways that you look into things. Like right now, I have a 28 viewer consistently podcast, probably even less than that. And I just kind of express myself in this little itty bitty way. And I don't really talk to many people at school, and that's okay with me. But for the few people that I do talk to, then I express it to my extent, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's what's healthy for me.
Speaking of, this is kind of a side note, but how can I find your podcast and start listening to it?
It's on YouTube. If you look up Random Radio, you might be able to find it.
Okay.
And it's also on Spotify, I'm pretty sure. Spotify, okay, nice. And I think it's on Apple Podcasts. It's my hosting platform is kind of weird with telling me where it is and isn't.
Yeah.
But I think that you should be able to find it if you just look up Random Radio.
Okay,
you should
perfect.
Be able to, but yeah, we can get together after that and make sure you find it, but...
Sweet, will do. We'll definitely be added to your list of listeners.
Okay, alrighty. And, I mean, we don't talk about a whole lot, but...
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we still have, like, 3 more minutes that we can go for. Anyway, I guess, I don't know, I look at, like, my... Sorry, Dad, but I'm going to put you down just a little bit on this. I'm not going to say you. I'm going to say my dad likes to have stuff a little bit, I guess. I guess that's a little bit of a monetary good. I'd say that you have, like, a healthy, happy medium in the way of, like, what you view as a monetary wealth, right? Like, some people... are really, really, like, I don't want to say bad per se, because I mean, like, that's how some people express themselves, but, like, where they view monetary, like, a monetary value as, this is me. When, in reality, if you really assign anything to a value, it'll definitely let you down. Like, I've actually listened to a few other podcasters and a couple of other, like, YouTubers who say, yeah, when you're getting started, don't set yourself a monetary value of this is what I am when I'm successful. And we're going to talk about that with somebody else. But anyway, just like, I don't know, your expression doesn't have to be successful per se in the eyes of whether that be you or somebody else. Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh yeah, I'm making hundreds and hundreds of dollars off this thing. Because right now I'm not making hundreds and hundreds of dollars off this podcast, and I don't really care if I make money off of it at all. But I mean, like, in the way that you express yourself, just be like, I don't know, just don't assign it to a value, because if you assign it to a value and then you don't make that goal, you're going to think you're the biggest failure ever. And I can attest to that. But anyway, you know, just expression, don't get too carried away with it. And it's just like everything else where don't think, oh, if I'm only this expressive or if I'm like... I guess everything that's good for you, if you realize that something's good for you, even if somebody else says, well, that didn't work for me, then I mean, like, different things work for different people, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And like you said, extroverts express themselves in their specific ways and introverts express themselves in their own ways, right? And it's just, I don't know, that's just kind of the way the world works from what I've noticed.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. I couldn't have said that any better. So yeah,
I'm surprised I said it that okay.
that was pretty good.
Yes.
You eloquent.
Yeah, sure. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Not off the top of my head.
Alrighty. Well, this was Random Radio that you guys have been listening to. I'm David Blonder. This was Marshall Dennert with us. Thank you, Marshall, for being on the podcast.
Yeah, anytime.
Yes, and that is us signing off. Thank you for listening.